Hello, everybody. My name is Zane. Welcome to a new episode of the Left or Right Podcast. But first, I would like to say that this episode of the Left or Right Podcast is dedicated to Orrin Hatch, who died earlier today. May he rest in peace.
I am Mexican.
All right. So the first topic of today's episode of the Left or Right Podcast is we have a lot of 2024 presidential news. So the first one is Adam Kinzinger said this week that he would love to run against Donald Trump in 2024. William, what do you think about this?
Man, that would be an amazing debate. Like, holy crap, that would be funny. Because those are actually two enemies. It's not like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump where they're just like, Ted Cruz is just sucking Donald Trump's penis the whole time. No, this is actually going to be a good debate. So I can't wait to see that.
Hey, Vaughn, what do you think?
Honestly, Adam Kinzinger is a cringe neocon who honestly at the start of Trump's presidency started sucking his dick violently and voted with him 97% of the time. It was one of the Republicans who voted with Trump the most, and then just started. And then I don't know what happened. He just started hating Trump out of nowhere. And like, I hate both of these two because they're both, you know, cringe and establishment pieces of garbage. But, you know, a debate between those two would be funny. It'd be funny to see Kinzinger come in last in a GOP primary.
Dude, that would be Larry Hogan. He's polling zero.
No, Larry Hogan is going to...
Don't get me wrong.
Larry Hogan...
Great candidate, solos. But he's polling 0%.
Larry Hogan... Yeah, well, you know who else wasn't even polling because nobody thought he was going to run? Donald Trump in 2016, bro.
Oh my gosh, bro.
What can I say?
Okay, Henry, what do you think about what Kinzinger said?
I just answered.
Henry as well.
Yeah. Oh crap.
Come on, William.
My name is William Henry Harrison. I'm gonna get mixed up.
Do you want me to
just use a real name and not be cringe?
I hope it happens because Adam said he wants to do it so he can just call out of all the stupidity things that Trump has did. I think it'd be pretty interesting debate.
All right. What I think that he should run just so I don't know, the race could be more interesting because it's clear that Trump's going to run. And I think that would be pretty boring to just see the same thing.
Unless he says that he'll run unless he has major health issues. So,
well, as of now, it doesn't look like he's having that major of health issues.
I know. He does have a disgusting diet though, which will probably not be great for him.
No, it won't. But anyways, the next 2024 topic is Biden reportedly told Obama that he's running for president in 2024. This is the first official confirmation about him running for president officially. What do you think?
Didn't he hold a press conference where it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to run in 2024.
Yeah, but that wasn't that. Of course. Yeah, he said that, but he hasn't formally signed anything yet.
That man's going to be 82, 81.
Oh, wait till we get to the next topic about an 80-year-old.
Yeah, for real.
Holy crap. I think so many old people in Congress, stop.
Well, it's because, I don't know. Because old people rule American politics.
Yeah, that's facts. I would rather vote for Orrin Hatch's dead corpse over Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Okay, Vaughn, what do you think about what Biden said?
Honestly, he probably already forgot that he said it.
It's so original.
But, I don't know. It's not surprising that he's going to run. And, Democrats are going to be – it's going to be funny when, all the Democrats that, nominated him are no, but I want Klobuchar 2024. He made the mistake in 2020. Going to have to deal with it in 2024. I don't really – there's not really much else to say except, I don't want him to run, but, he's better than most alternatives in the Democratic Party at least.
All right. And, Henry, what do you think?
Which one?
Biden telling Obama that he's running for president.
Yeah, but which Henry? Me?
Yeah, you. Or me?
Okay.
Whenever I say Henry, I'm talking about you, okay? That's...
All right. Don't do it. You're going to be 80. You're going to be in a wheelchair. but like not like the Texas senator. I feel bad for him. But Biden's gonna be 80. I mean, governor. Biden's gonna be 80. He's not gonna remember anything. Don't do it, Biden. It's not best.
I was hoping a one term would be good.
I agree with everything Henry said. And with that said, let's move on to the next topic, which is another 2024 topic. This guy, his name is Bernie Sanders.
Dang, I've never heard of this guy.
Great guy, by the way.
He's a Where's great he guy. From? I've never heard of him.
Vermont.
I heard like he's from the filibuster.
He
sounds like a big fan of
has reportedly not ruled out a run for president in 2024. Vaughn, what do you think about that?
He's like 81 years old or something like that. He's like his policy would be disastrous for this country. He doesn't belong anywhere near the White House. The fact that he's in the Senate is terrifying. He seems like a great guy, but his policy is just so like it's so bonkers. Honestly, I'm not a huge fan of Senator Sanders. Him running for president at 80 years old, we don't need like people who are like 80 years old running the country. We already have somebody who's about to be 80, like next year, I think. Like, we don't need more people that are literally gonna die in like 2 years or maybe even like 30 days. You don't even know, like, in the White House, because then they, you know, they're just bad. They're all bad. They're all cringe.
Can we get to the point?
That's the point. They're all cringe. None of them should run. It should just be Larry Hogan, bro.
Okay.
William, what do you think?
King of
okay, that's another 80-year-old man. But this man, I said men, I don't know why. But this one looks like a little more fit. So I guess he might
older than Biden and Trump.
He might survive 4 years, but he's too old. Like, he's an old candidate, man.
All right, Henry, what do you think?
Once again, way too old, but you never know. Third time might be a charm.
All right, and with that said, let's add Marty in here to get his input, if he's here. I think he literally – there he is. Okay, Marty, what do you think about Bernie not ruling out a run for president in 2024 yet?
Bernie? Oh, yeah. God. He's old, and he's not based – and I think that he should not run. But if I am faced with the option of Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders for president for the Democrats, I'm going to choose Bernie over Biden, because at least Bernie has somewhat of a plan of what he wants to do with the country. And at least Bernie can form coherent sentences, unlike Biden. Now, although I agree with Biden's policy more than Bernie, I still think that Bernie would be better for the country than Joe Biden, but I also don't believe that Bernie can actually win in 2024. But that's a whole nother basket case.
What about Bernie or Donald J. Trump?
Are you asking me, or are you asking like as a scenario?
Yeah. Who would you vote for?
Oh, that's a hard one because they're both so bad. But if I had to choose, I don't know. Depends on what the third
party. I'd write in Larry Hogan.
True.
Write in Larry Hogan, bro.
Write in Ronald Reagan's dead corpse.
Okay, with that, we should to move on. So Marjorie Taylor Greene had a very interesting testimony. In case you didn't know, she's on trial to determine if she can run for re-election or not based on her comments about January 6th. So starting off, William, what do you think about her? I don't know how to word it.
Yeah. I saw her on trial. She sounded very dumb, if I had to be honest. She just basically denied what she tweeted out, so she looks less bad, but it didn't really work.
Perjury.
I think she's gonna
did.
Come,
she totally did.
I think she's gonna come back guilty because she did not sound smart, if I'm being honest. So if I had to predict, guilty.
Hey, Vaughn, what do you think?
Honestly, I hate this dumb ass bitch. I hope that I hate Marjorie Taylor Greene, but like this is like cringe. Like, you don't bar someone for running, right? Like, I hate her. Like, I don't like her at all, and I don't think that she's fit to serve in the House of Representatives in any shape, way, or form. So, but you don't put her on trial and bar her from running for re-election because you don't like her.
I agree. You know? That's what I was saying about this. Like,
but if she is found guilty, I won't really care. I'm just saying the whole trial's kind of stupid.
Here's what I think. I want to add in right here. If she is found guilty, this sets a horrible precedent for a ton of politicians in the future. Mm-hmm. A horrible one.
That's a great one. Let's bar AOC next.
Actually, I'm going to think about it now.
Here's my thought process with this. Okay, do I like Marjorie Taylor Greene? Absolutely fucking not. But but here's the big but. If she does get barred from office, what am I, as a Democrat, going to say? Like, so when someone says, oh, you have the shit party, you have AOC and Cori Bush, my defense now is like, well, you have Marjorie Taylor Greene. But if she gets barred, I'm going to have to, like I have no comeback, basically. Like, she's the crazy cuckoo lady of the
GOP. Matt Gaetz.
So, she is my calling card of insulting and a comeback of...
Madison Cawthorn.
But I do think that this is going to set a bad precedent.
Madison Cawthorn. Matt Gaetz.
Well, we're going to get to Madison Cawthorn later, and I'm really excited for that topic.
Oh, I'm excited for that, too.
But, it's going to set a really bad precedent because it only takes one to open the floodgates. Once she gets barred, and then there's going to be seven other people who are going to get barred, and it's just going to everyone's going to be barring each other. It's going to be a whole big deal if she gets barred.
Next.
All right. Henry, what do you think?
Which one?
The one that
I always call for Henry.
William, what he's talking about, you bozo.
Go ahead. All right, Henry.
She's my least favorite congresswoman, but the trial's kind of dumb. She makes herself just look 10 times dumber. A bunch of mess.
It just sets a bad precedent, I think. I mean, did she commit perjury? Oh, yeah, she did. Like, the perjury, it was off the charts. I was watching this in Spanish class. Very interesting. Got me distracted from class.
She lied under oath.
That TikTok that I made it in my Spanish class.
She did a Bill Clinton. She lied under oath.
Yeah, well, I bet there's a lot more who've done it. Anyways... let's move on. So this week, there's been a ton of Title 42 drama where Biden is insisting that he will not delay the lifting of it, even though he's getting backlash from senators like Catherine Cortez Masto, Mark Kelly, and Chris Coons. And here's what I'm going to say about it before anyone else gets to say about it. I think this is just the final push for these Democrats to like say, hey, you should vote for me. I don't like everything Biden does, especially from Masto, because the polls have not been favored for her recently. But with that said, that's all I got to say. Vaughn, what do you think?
What exactly is Title 42?
It's border security.
Yeah. Oh, so they're disagreeing with him, like wanting to get rid of border security or something like that?
Yeah, like it's related to border security. It's not just border security, but it's related to it.
Okay.
Basically, getting rid of it is going to loosen up restrictions at the border.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, that makes sense. I think it's a dumb move by Biden, honestly, because he's already getting attacked for how badly he's handling the border in general from, like, all sides of, like, every party. So, you know, it's like, it's a good move on some of these senators who are up for re-election, I guess, because they're going to be like, yeah, you know, that thing at the border, like the border crisis. Yeah, I don't support what Biden's doing there, and I think we should change it, right? It kind of, like, it removes them, like, it doesn't remove them enough from Biden to the point where, like, they're going to win or anything. But I mean, it could help him a little bit, but I doubt it'll I doubt it'll help Masto at all, honestly.
Okay. Henry, what do you think?
I don't know much about the situation, but I would have to agree with Vaughn with what I do know about it.
All right. And William, what do you think?
Vaughn and Zane said, I definitely think it is a push for the Democrats to get some Senate votes. So I do agree with that. I need to read more about the bill to make my opinion on it, but it probably is a bad build by what I'm hearing, but I can't make my opinion until I read more about it.
All right, and Marty, what do you think?
If this dumb-ass motherfucker repeals this bill, I don't even know anymore. Like, I can't even defend him. Like, I props to Mark Kelly for calling this out because Arizona shares a border with Mexico, unless my geography is stupid.
Your geography is not stupid in that case.
Okay, but like, okay, let's go. So I believe that this is a good thing for Mark Kelly because I support Mark Kelly in 2022, and I believe that if Biden gets rid of this, he will drop an entire tier down in my tier list because that is the dumbest thing. Like, this is the bare minimum he can have, and he's trying to take it away. He wants to literally just open up the floodgates at the board, and it's stupid, and it's dumb, and I don't like it.
Yeah, okay. I completely agree. I think it's just a push for election, as I just mentioned earlier. But with that said, let's move on to, I think, probably the biggest topic out of all of these, to be honest. Something that we've been dealing with for the past 2 years of our lives. A judge struck down mask mandates on public transportation. That includes airplanes, trains, subways, whatever. Public transportation-wise, you don't have to wear your masks on it. And because of that, the DOJ said that they will rule that they will appeal the ruling if the CDC sees it necessary. Now, I would like to say first, I am so very glad that we do not have to wear masks on planes for the time being. And I hope the DOJ does not win the appeal. Vaughn, you can go now.
I completely agree. No more masks on planes sounds great to me. See what I did there? That rhymed. Honestly, if the DOJ like wins that appeal, that's mega cringe. But, you know, good on that judge. Apparently that judge is like the least experienced judge on like a federal court. Good on the
judge, though.
Don't really care. They're still a judge. I don't really care. Good on the judge. DOJ is probably really bad. CDC better not be cringe. That's it. That's all I really have to say.
All right, William, what do you got to say?
But what I'm seeing right now, there's been no major spikes in COVID recently. So I do agree that the mask mandate should end. So yeah, I guess that's good. And if there's another spike, I think the mask mandate should be put in place again. But there has not been, so I guess I agree with the judge on this one.
Okay, Marty, what do you think?
Oh, I'm calling it right now. Clip it, and when it comes true, everyone will praise me.
Hey, I'll clip this for you. You just got to post it on your TikTok.
I will. If this becomes fact, I will put everyone's face. In a couple months.
See when I send it to you.
Okay, fair. In a couple of months, there will be a small uptick in COVID, and then the CDC is going to appeal it. Now, I don't know if they're going to win it, but they're going to appeal it. When there's the smallest uptick, then they will appeal it. And why? Because the CDC is cringe. That is why. And do I?
They want to scare people.
The judge, she probably made the right decision. Is she qualified to be a judge? Absolutely not. But she made the right decision. So that just proves to you that you don't really need to be qualified to be smart.
Which judge was this?
It was like the least qualified judge to ever hold the position.
Okay.
I don't know. I can find you the name.
That's fine.
Okay. Henry, what do you think?
I'm glad we don't have to wear masks no more. But if COVID spikes start spiking up a bunch more, I see it coming back again. So I'm not going to be surprised if masks do get put back on transportation, but I'm glad that they're done for at the moment.
All righty. With that said, let's move on to the next topic. So there's a ton of drama within the Republican Party right now for a ton of different reasons, but let's go to the first congressman. Kevin McCarthy is under fire from the GOP leaders like Donald Trump, Matt Gaetz, all those great guys. I'm saying that sarcastically, clearly. They are all attacking McCarthy because he criticized Trump on a phone call during January 6th, saying that he should resign. Let's start off with William. What do you think about this?
Who did he resign? Sorry.
Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, he's not the best. I don't think he should be a house leader whatsoever, but if I do agree with that he should resign. Is he going to resign, though? Absolutely not, but I do agree he should resign.
Should resign? What?
I don't think you want him to resign over the reasons that the GOP is.
William, yeah, it's a little.
I have no idea what he said.
He's criticizing Trump over January 6th, and you're like, yeah, he should resign.
I think he should resign generally. He's a horrible House leader, though. Not for those reasons.
I'm surprised you would say that.
All right, Vaughn, what do you say?
Well, honestly, I'm surprised they haven't called on him to resign sooner. Looking at his voting record, he votes to the left of many Democratic House members. He's a pretty cringe House leader. He's, like, pretty establishment. He's pretty cringe. He sucks up to Trump for re-election years, and that's even more cringe. His voting record is actually fairly moderate, but, you know, he doesn't want to talk about that. And so he talks like a big game. He's like, oh, you know, all this, right? He's like, sorry, Trump won 2020, all that, right? But, like, his voting record does not signify that at all, right? And honestly, like, them wanting him to resign is, like, I'm surprised they haven't done it sooner. Like, the reason they want him to resign right now is stupid, right? But, like, I don't want him to be Speaker of the House. He's ass, bro. You know who I would rather have as Speaker of the House? You know, you guys want who I would want? Honestly, I would rather have the guy that made the anime video of him killing AOC, because at least that guy's
funny. Oh, Gosar?
I would rather have him because at least he's funny.
That guy's far right.
But at least he's funny. At least he's funny,
I don't want
funny,
Kevin
bro.
McCarthy to resign, but I don't want him to be Speaker. Is that, like, that's better phrasing it.
I want him to resign because he's not a good representation of Republicans, right? But, like, I don't want him to be replaced. He would be replaced by someone, like, really far right, and that's, like, the problem.
I live in California, and his district is just a shithole.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, though. Like, he would just be replaced by someone, like, so far right, it's not even funny. Like, hopefully, like, he'd be replaced by someone at least, like, decent, but I doubt that would happen. Okay, but, you know, I think he should resign, but not over this.
By the way, I saw a video of him, like, saying he should resign, but, like, going against that. I'll try to find the Instagram post, but I did see a video or something like that.
All right, Marty, what do you think?
So, the Times told him that they obtained a source that told the Times that he called on Trump and said that his behavior was bad or whatever. So, they said, McCarthy, what is your response to our source saying this? And he says, quote, totally false and wrong. This is corporate media with a liberal agenda. A couple days later, tape comes out, proves that it was not liberal media. And then on the tape, he says that that he blasted Trump with a disgraceful declaration of duty. So, bit of a hypocrite. I mean, aren't all politicians? Mm-hmm. I don't really understand what the big deal is. Like, I'm mad because he says one thing behind cameras and then says another thing in front of the cameras. But I'm not mad about what he said. I'm just mad that he's, like, being a two-faced politician.
I agree. That's just kind
of an L.
Yeah. All right, and Henry, what do you think?
He shouldn't resign for the reason they want him to resign. I don't like what Trump did at January 6th, but I don't like the guy at all, though. I think he should resign as a politician, but not for that reason.
All righty, and with that said, let's move on to the next topic, another congressman topic. This is a very interesting one. So my guy, his name is Madison Cawthorn, all right? This guy is one of the most far-right men in Congress. And he was caught on some vacation, holiday, whatever the hell you want to call it, in women's lingerie. Madison Cawthorn, the guy who's really far right, caught wearing women's lingerie. Marty, what do you think about that?
I think this is hilarious. This is just great. I'm not mad at Madison Cawthorn because he's wearing lingerie. Do whatever you want, man. I don't care. I just think this situation is so funny, and the pictures should definitely be hung up in Congress somewhere. They're beautiful.
Can I speak?
Okay, Henry, what do you think?
I don't say I don't care what you do with your body, just wear what you want. But he ran on Christian values, so he's kind of a hypocrite for wearing women's lingerie. So that's the only issue I have with the picture, but he can do what he wants, but he's all kind right. of a hypocrite.
Let's get the real Henry to speak on this now.
Yeah, William. But I don't really have a problem in it. It's his choice, his life. I'm not going to judge him.
Be who you are meant to be.
It just looks a bit disturbing through the pictures because you can see his nipples and stuff. But
what's disturbing about that?
Hey, Marty.
What are you trying to say, Marty?
Vaughn, the picture looks fire, bro. All
righty, here we go. All right, this is very fun.
This isn't going to be good.
We have officially there is a femboy in Congress.
Woo!
Let's go.
We made it, boys.
There is a femboy in Congress, and he's also a cripple. That is the funniest thing of all time, right? There's also another picture. There's also another picture where he's dressed up as a cat girl, and you can see like his butt cheeks. Like, it's not even a joke. Like, he's wearing, like, panties, right? So, like, you could see, like his butt. And, like, I thought he was a woman for a second. I'm not even going to lie to you.
You like
it? I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Anyways, I think it's super funny because this guy goes from being, like, they invited me to sex orgies, and then they were doing cocaine. And now he's the one who's a fucking femboy. He's a femboy. That's so funny. He's a femboy, bro. That's like super funny. He wears cat ears.
Hold on.
That's so funny, bro.
What's this picture taken at one of those sex party?
I have no clue.
That would be funny if it was.
It was on a girl's live stream or something. I don't even know. That's what it looked like to me. It looked like it was a live stream.
The immediate first thing I saw, like, wasn't
it? Oh, it could have been a live stream because they would have found it immediately.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, with that said, let's move on to the next topic.
Femboys in Congress, bro.
Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for the Ohio Senate race, J.D. Vance, called Trump back in 2016 America's Hitler. Marty, what do you think about that?
He also like said that only racist people vote for Donald Trump, which I found, he also called him a cynical asshole. So speaking of two-faced politicians,
Marty, he compared him to your boyfriend, Richard Nixon, too.
That is bullcrap. Nixon is way better. Well, I just don't think, I mean, people are saying, oh, that was in 2016. He changed his mind. Like, sure, you can change your mind. But you don't say only racist people vote for him and that he is hillbilly eligible and then also say he's America's Hitler and then be like, I love him and he's the best president we've had in forever. It's just a bunch of hypocrisy. And I respect that he changed his opinion, but it's just a little hypocritical. So.
All right, Vaughn, what do you think?
I think it's cringe, honestly. I don't even like J.D. Vance. Like, I'm supporting a candidate in that primary that, like, will never win because he doesn't think the election was stolen, bro. Like,
let's go.
Honestly.
Are you supporting the good candidate?
I'm supporting Matt Dolan, yeah.
That's cringe.
Who is that?
That's cringe.
Why?
He doesn't Marty, think who's, Marty, who's your guy?
I'm going Marty likes Tim Ryan. Let's go. Tim Ryan 2022.
Oh, boy.
I'm supporting Matt Dolan because he doesn't
think like that either.
Tim Ryan is the GOAT, and you don't have one reason to dislike him.
I agree.
Here.
Well, I wouldn't say I dislike him. It's just like.
It's Ohio, man.
It's Ohio.
Well, I know he's not going to win, but I just want him to win because he's an incredibly base politician. Like, and if Sherrod Brown can do it, so can Tim Ryan.
No, let me explain.
Sherrod Brown base. Okay.
But bro, he's not going to vote like he's from Ohio. He's going to vote like he's from like fucking like Connecticut or something. Like, he's not going to vote like he's from Ohio. He's like, oh, I'm fighting for Ohio.
Don't if you're inferring that Tim Ryan is gonna be Bernie Sanders, That is wrong.
I'm not saying he's going to be like Bernie
Tim
Sanders.
Ryan is incredibly bipartisan. Liberal. I don't know what
he's
you're
gonna
talking
be,
about.
No, he's going to be an establishment liberal there, and like he's not going to be good for Ohio, which is a conservative state at this
he's
going to
be great. When he wins, he will be great.
Okay. But Tim Ryan has led polls against everyone except Josh Mandel. So
he
that's
he
why
led
I thought,
1% on Josh Mandel.
Yeah, that's why. That's
yeah,
why
I, the last, Trump I would like to point out something, Vaughn, about what you just said. The last poll that came out of the Ohio Senate race was by, let me just check this out real quick because I literally have five.
I'm really hoping that Sean Parnell moves to Ohio so I can support him there.
The last
Sean Parnell
poll that came out of Ohio was back in August. So it's very hard to tell what the numbers would be now, but you are correct with it being that Tim Ryan is the only one to
be. Yeah.
Is beating
like now, like since those polls were in August, I doubt that
Tim Ryan's
like,
campaigning his ass off.
That was before Mike Gibbons even announced he was running, too.
Yeah, yeah, but Tim Ryan is working his ass off. If only his numbers only go up from there.
Listen,
obviously.
Guys, here's the thing. Tim Ryan won't win. He might make it like a little close, but he won't win. Matt Dolan is like the only good person in the GOP primary that I like support. Because I live near Ohio, right? So, like,
Tim Ryan's plus two.
Care about that, right? And like, listen, here's the thing. Matt Dolan is like not cringe and he's not like crazy and he doesn't support mask mandates like most of the other Republicans. Like, he's like a conservative guy, just doesn't think the election was stolen, and that's like based, right? But all the other ones like are attacking him for that. So it's kind of funny. But here's the thing. JD Vance is cringe, and like he's gonna, and like the fact that Trump endorsed him is weird because JD Vance, like, he should have endorsed Mandel, in my opinion, even though Mandel's like ass.
I don't
like Mandel. I don't
really
but,
think
like,
Trump did his research on JD Vance.
No, this is why Trump
I don't
is
think
Twitter
he's done
back,
research
so
on any of the candidates.
Bro, you really be listen, out here endorsing Dr. Oz.
I know.
No,
bro,
this is
real.
Why
don't know something funny?
Back, guys,
Donald Trump,
we can like research
Donald Trump,
the candidates.
Donald Trump had this like telephone rally for Dr. Oz, and I joined it to just listen in. And he was like, yeah, I love Dr. Oz. He is the only guy who can win the general election. No one else. None of the other candidates. I'm like,
so
bro.
True.
I'm pretty sure he's the only candidate who can. He's the only candidate who can actually lose.
Yeah, no, seriously. Dave McCormick could win. I think Kathy Barnett could win. Even Carla Sands could win.
Dude, I love
but
Dave
I don't,
McCormick,
I'm pretty positive that if Dr. Oz is a Republican nominee in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman will be the next senator.
I think he'll win, but it'll be like such a slim margin, bro.
I think Pennsylvania is gonna and Nevada are gonna be the most competitive races.
Yeah, Sam. Georgia too.
Georgia's gonna be really
good. Georgia
don't know
too.
Who should run
Georgia
for president?
Sure.
What about Arizona? Mark Kelly.
I don't think Arizona is gonna be as competitive.
It depends on who wins the GOP primary.
You're kidding.
In Arizona.
I thought the Republican's gonna win. Mark Kelly is destroying in polls.
No, bro, you're what?
You're wrong.
What
he's
are
like,
you
he's like barely
like,
winning by like a point or two.
That astronaut, the moon boy is gonna lose.
Like I would like to point out the last polls between Mark Kelly and somebody else were
Mark Brnovich.
It was Mark Kelly against Brnovich, and Kelly.
Yeah,
was
I love
like
Brnovich. Hopefully, wins.
Yeah, he's not destroying, but he's winning.
I saw a poll of 6 points, and I was thinking about it. That was a while
that
ago.
That was probably from a while ago.
I think Nevada goes red, but Arizona goes blue.
All right, and with that said, let's move on to the next topic. So
he just caucused with Republicans.
All
like, righty,
so we supporting. Have two more topics. This is a funny topic, I believe. So on March 29th, 2022, CNN Plus was released to the public, and they had high hopes, and then all of a sudden came I don't know how to word it, but not very good numbers with only less than 10,000 viewers a day. I get more than that, and they shut it down this week. Vaughn, what do you think about that?
It kind of sucks for all the people that put in like a bunch of hard work into that, right? Like they spent like a while making that, because it takes a while to make like a streaming service, right? Like, that's a lot of, like, people that just, like, lost a job. And I feel bad for all of them and their families because now they have no idea what they're going to do. But, honestly, this was bound to happen. Nobody really likes CNN except, like the, like, cringiest of resist liberals, right? So, like, the thing is, like, it was bound to happen. But, like, I do feel bad for all the people that like, lost their jobs because of this because they don't deserve that because they put a lot of hard work into it.
All right, Marty, what do you think?
Who would want to watch Indoctrination Plus when PragerU Kids is now available? I don't think that this was ever going to survive because their idea is who would want to watch CNN for free when you could watch when you could pay us to watch more CNN? Like, that is the dumbest idea I have ever heard of in my entire life. I this was bound to happen.
All right, William, what do you think?
Number one, most people don't even watch normal CNN. Like Marty said, you have to pay to watch more CNN. That's idiotic, in my opinion. That was a dumb idea. I do feel horrible for all the people that might have lost their jobs because of this, but that was a horrible idea, and whoever came up with it should be fired.
All right, and Henry, what do you think?
More jobs lost.
Was that you speaking, Henry?
Hi. Oh, I was reading something. Why would I pay to watch the news when I can just click 7 on my TV controller and boom, it's there? It was dumb to make it, but I feel bad for the people who lost their jobs.
This is what I think, okay? There's a few positives. First, there's no CNN streaming service. Why would they have that? But the second positive is Chris Wallace is now out of a job again.
That's not a positive.
That's not a positive.
Chris Wallace. He should have just stayed with Fox News.
I agree, but like he's based.
He made a bad career choice. That's true. Now he has to pay for it.
I actually should have bought a CNN Plus subscription just so I could hear that man's nice.
Can we all agree, though, that Carla Zeus deserves a raise?
Yes, that's fact.
Honestly, bro.
Hold on.
What do you want to say?
Chris Wallace went from doing the presidential debates to having no job. What happened? That was a
made a bad career choice.
Watch MSNBC pick him up.
Yeah. All right. With
that, did they already pick up Ben Psaki, bro?
That's supposed.
They need to balance out the cringe with the great.
All right. With that said, it is now prediction time. This is gonna be a segment. I need to come up with a better name for it. Vaughn, do you got a better name for like prediction?
Election prediction, my diction.
Okay, that's not good. We'll figure
election
something out.
Prediction. Why don't you start sucking on this dick?
Okay. okay. So for now, it's just called prediction time. We'll be doing this a lot more over the course of the year. So be prepared for that. But tomorrow, actually, or the day that this is uploaded, I think the winner will already be announced by the time this is uploaded. France will have their presidential election to either elect Emmanuel Macron or Marine Le Pen. I want to go through everybody one by one, starting off with William to give their prediction on who they think will win.
Macron, no doubt.
By how many points?
Oh, 6%. I don't know.
All right, Vaughn.
France hasn't reelected a president in 30 years. I just want to add that. So, honestly, sadly, Le Pen will probably win. I don't really know a margin. Probably like barely, but you know, like probably like plus 0.0001%.
I pulled the number out of my butt. I don't know.
Like, because they haven't reelected a president in 30 years, bro. You think they're just going to change that?
No one likes the radical.
Okay.
Okay. Marty, what's your prediction?
They blame him for like everything.
Election officials believe that Emmanuel Macron has a 95% probability of being reelected. They project that Macron will have 57% of the 0.5% of the vote, and Le Pen will have 42.5% of the vote. I believe that Le Pen should not win. Now, I know I dislike Macron. I don't like him. But Le Pen is just so freaking garbage that it doesn't even matter how bad freaking Macron is. I mean, France made the mistake of choosing these two to be in the final. Like, they should have just chose other candidates to be in the final, but here we are. We have to pick between dog shit and even more dog shit. And I think that everyone should collectively agree that Macron is the better option. So I believe Macron will win.
By how many points?
By how many points? I'll say by 4.
All right, Henry, what's your prediction?
I hope Macron wins, even though they both suck. And I have Macron winning by 6%.
All right, my prediction is actually a lot different from everybody's. Now, I do think that Macron's going to win. I'm not going to be like, let's go Le Pen. I actually hate Le Pen. But my prediction is Emmanuel Macron will beat Marine Le Pen by 8 points.
That's a lot. Ooh.
That is a lot. I don't think it'll be the same that we saw 5 years ago when Macron got 66% of the vote and Le Pen got 33%. It's not going to be like that. I think he will win by 8. And it will be an astounding victory, and Macron will stay the president of France, and Europe will be in a better situation.
Europe was never in a good
situation. I don't know how she's literally funded by Russia. She took out a loan from a Russian bank to fund her campaign. So she's literally funded by Russia. So not only does she support Russia, but she's also funded by them, which is bad, obviously.
What? They need a good, better candidates, man.
Yeah, France, literally funded by Russia. There's pictures of her with Putin. So, like, it's bad. Like, she's not – it's not even like, oh, well, maybe – no, it's like she's bad. Macron needs to win.
Like 6 months ago, I saw a Macron's approval rating. It was horrible. I was like, no way this guy's going to win re-election, right? And then I see the other candidate. Now there's no doubt in my mind this guy's going to win re-election.
Well, sadly, with how French politics work, he probably won't win because they just blame their incumbent for like literally everything that's wrong in the world. Like, oh, my cat died. It's the president's fault.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here. So, hold up. Wait. Thank you guys so much for watching today's episode of the Left or Right podcast. It would be great if you were to listen every week. We post every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, but there are some exceptions where we will post on Saturday, but that's only for holidays. With that said, thank you guys so much for joining. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next week.